back to the Jill Bennett Show on 980 CKNW.
Well, we were expecting some news about mortgage stress tests and mortgage renewals in the fall economic update, and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland tabled that fiscal update just a short time ago in the House of Commons. So what does this mean when it comes to mortgages? Joining us is mortgage expert with Dominion Lending Centers, also host of the Mortgage Show here on CKNW. Angela Calla is here. Thank you so much for doing this.
Always a pleasure.
How big of a deal is it? We kind of got word that this was coming. One of the things in the fiscal update being that people who are kind of shopping around or maybe find a better deal with another lender, they don't have to go through that stress test again.
Well, that's misleading because it's the insured mortgages that have that, and that came out in October from OSFI. So it's the insured mortgages that they're referring to, which are people who purchased a home with a less than 20% down payment and paid an insurance premium to CMHC, Sanjin, or Canada Guarantee. And so those are the safest mortgages in Canada because as a consumer, if anything happened, the insurance company pays the bank out on those losses. So those are the lowest interest rates in Canada already. And that was about the rate that they would probably, that they were already stress tested at. So we're taking a very small segment of the population that are up for renewal and claiming this as new news.
All right. Was there anything in the update, and I know it just came down a short time ago, anything in there, though, when it comes to mortgages and what's happening with mortgages that has changed?
No. The stress test is outdated. Mortgage Professionals Canada has been talking with the federal government and talking about looking at our past to talk about how that can help us where we're at right now. And we have had 40-year mortgages in Canada when rates were where they are today. We know that rates will go down. So is the stress test doing its job right now? I wouldn't say so, especially knowing that that rates do intend to come down. So I think we have a lot of room for improvement there. But I understand that they are moving delicately with everything that they do have to balance. The stress test is outdated. Our amortization reviews within some of the banks are outdated. But the good news is the sector of the mortgage marketplace, which has improved for Canadians, are the equity lenders. And the equity lenders do not have a stress test. And there are a lot of lenders that don't require requalification. And there's even lenders where if you are over 55, you have no stress test and you can utilize the equity in your home to flip the switch and have a reverse mortgage instead of paying monthly for your mortgage. Your mortgage could be allocating expenses for your lifestyle.
And so it kind of sounds then like they've put this out there and kind of made it look like a bigger change or a change that's really going to help people, given that, Angela, you and I have talked about the fact there are a lot of mortgages that are going to be coming up for renewal in 2024, 2025, but that's not the bulk of people that are going to be impacted by this.
Absolutely not. There is 3 million Canadians that are going to be impacted in the next 18 months by this. And what they're discussing today had already come out earlier in October by OSFI, and it only represents a very, very small portion of Canadians. And so there are a lot of things that we could do with amortizations that we suggested at Mortgage Professionals Canada that we have a trigger on, just like we did back in 2008 when we had 40-year mortgages and 6% interest rates. When rates fell down to 3%, we got rid of the 40-year mortgage. We got the 25 back in place, and so everything could settle accordingly and modify for our market. So we would like a closer look at that, certainly. And that's something. We need 5.8 million homes by 2030 to restore affordability. So this news about the money that they're putting out there to make 30,000 homes is nowhere near really addressing the problem.
No, and even when seeing that number of 30,000 for the entire country, I don't think anybody looked at that and thought that was any kind of number that would make a difference.
Exactly. And, you know, the reality is the government's losing a significant amount of money on what they were making money on. I mean, look at what the loss is in property transfer tax. That's what was added to general revenue, right? And new mortgages are at the lowest level since 2001. So it's time to look at the policies that we had in place and put an appropriate trigger rate to remove those as rates modify within the marketplace. And this is a matter of creating good competition with our marketplace, because lenders are offering higher if clients don't shop for a mortgage, they are paying more. We have example after example in our office just in this last week where the client was going to renew directly with the bank. Thankfully, they didn't. They called us. We got them 0.5% lower and saved them $14,000 over the term. But it was because the banks thought that they weren't going to shop around because they were playing on the fear that the clients were scared that they wouldn't qualify. So please don't make that assumption. Friends don't let friends renew mortgages without knowing for sure that's the best option.
All right. Angela, we will have you back on to talk more about this, I'm sure. We'll leave it there for today, but thank you as always.
Always a pleasure, Jill. Have a good day.
All right. That is Angela Calla, mortgage expert with Dominion Lending Centers, also host of The Mortgage Show here on CKNW. Well, when we come back after your news to the top of